Eddie, in Edlington, you're on Hallam FM, welcome to the show.
Hello, mate, how are you?
Very well, what are you called us to tell us?
I'm calling about this page three.
Yes.
I'd like to say that I think women are the most beautifulest things on the planet, and it's a real pleasure opening a newspaper and seeing a topless woman. And if people are offended, they shouldn't buy the paper.
All right, so if you opened up a newspaper and it had a picture of me with my massive dong swinging between my knees, how would you feel then?
What do you mean, how would I feel? I'm not queer, so I won't feel anything, would I? It won't bother me. But if I had a girlfriend and she saw it, she's got the right to say, oh, look at that, the same as I've got the right to say, oh, look at that.
So she'd say, look at that beautiful sculpture of manhood. Look how big he is. Wow, he's easily three times the size of you, tiny Eddie.
Yeah, I'd say, well, go with him then.
Right, so then you'd say, go with him.
Yeah.
So now we've got an argument developing. He says, and she says, well, I'd love nothing more. You know, she runs off with the Nikolai. You know, I give her what you can't.
Whatever you say, if you think
no, you're... listen, you don't like it, do I?
No,
how about
no,
that?
No.
Let me go down that route. Supposing that's the case. Supposing my penis is bigger than yours. All right, supposing I satisfy women far more than you ever can.
Well, good luck to you then. That's all I say. But
how does it make you feel?
It doesn't make me feel like anything.
It makes you feel small. That's the point.
No, it doesn't. The point is any man who goes on telly and doesn't like women in a newspaper topless has got to be a closet faggot.
What?
To be
what are you talking about?
If you've got...
You stupid little man. Listen to yourself.
Stupid little man. If you've got...
Closet faggot, what? What planet are you living on? Right, let's go through this again, and let's try and get this into your thick head, right?
I have a very thick head, it's you.
Listen, there's a picture, right, of the Nikolai. Let me tell you, there's a picture of the Nikolai. Silence, listen, let me tell you, right? Picture of the Nikolai, right? He's got one bigger than an elephant's trunk. You're sat there thinking, oh, I'm a little acorn, and you're coming out with the, oh, from acorns, oak trees grow, and all that kind of nonsense. Oh, it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean, right? And your woman sat there drooling away, looking at me, saying, wow, look at his perfect physical shape. Look how well-gifted he is with his genes,
well,
right?
Look how fortunate he is. Do you know what I'd say to my woman? If he's as good in bed as what he is at presenting a radio station, he's not worth the cost.
I've really hit a sore nerve with you. Let me tell you, that's because you're a sad little man who sits there looking at porn,
with your tweezers, squeezing away, getting excited.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I want to turn around on you. You can't stand it. Women face that. Women face that every day, right? Women look at that every day. Women look at this perfect image, these huge breasts, and they feel inadequate. Just like you feel inadequate when I force my giant penis into your face.
Yeah, right. And then you walk up and... Trouble is with you, you don't like it. Same as last night. Somebody said something on the radio you don't like, you cut them off. That is just the trouble with you. It is your way and no one else's way.
I'm prepared to say I've hit a sore point when it comes to you with my giant penis.
I've shown you what I've got. I know you haven't, but callers over the last week have hit sore points with you. That's why you've cut them off.
I've shown you my mighty lunch pack.
I bet you have, yeah,
my
right.
My packed lunch, and there's
well,
you in tears.
Well, if it's that big, why aren't you a supermodel then? Why are you presenting a radio station?
I may well be. Listen, I got plenty of time during the day. I do all manner of things, love, right?
Like what? Supermodeling? In what? Chamber of Horrors?
Let me tell you, to quote a favourite comedy programme of mine, I span the genres, love. I span the genres.
Listen,
I can do that as well. There's a video of that. You go to one of those sex shops that you can't keep away from. It's called Nick Majerison blows his own trumpet. His massive trumpet. That's what it's called. Every single day. Loving it. Right? People pay big money to watch that. Alright? You don't like it when it's turned round. Why are you getting so annoyed? You're getting annoyed because you don't like it when it's turned round on you.
You know you're wrong. Is that right?
Yes.
I mean, what kind of a straight man? You reckon you're a straight man? I personally think you're a bender. Because what kind of a straight man goes on radio and says he shouldn't have a picture of a topless woman? I think you've got problems.
Oh, no! Eddie's called me a bender! Don't call me a bender, Eddie, please! I'm crying! What do you think this is, a bloody playground? Ye gods! Grow up! I'm sorry, I'm not prepared to stand for this.
This is producer Steve. We'll be back with you shortly. Snick at Night. Just gonna play a song, and we'll be back in a minute.
Oh yes, yes,
yes. It's Hallam FM. I'm Steve Strange, the producer from the Nick at Night show. We're having some technical problems at the moment, so if you stay right there, hopefully Nick will be back in a few minutes' time. Just stay there.
Well, listen, I apologise for walking out of the studio just then, but, I'm an emotional person, and sometimes if people, are gonna, you know, just be abusive to me, I feel sometimes, you know, there's gotta be a point where, you know, I can't justify what I just did, but, you know, I mean, I think, you know, we were having a polite discussion. You know, and I was trying to make a point to him, and the level of abuse that he was giving me, I mean, that call that, you know, you just heard, I really think he owes me an apology for what he said there. And he took that discussion to, I think personally, you know, a level that I think most people wouldn't be happy to deal with. So, you know, I apologise for walking out of the studio. You're listening to Hallam FM, and... let's take some more phone calls. Let's carry on. Let's pretend nothing happened, okay? Steve in Nottingham, you're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show. What have you called in about?
This place beeping, mate.